when you think back growing up with your DC Comics characters that have had multiple people as that character, one of the biggest ones that comes to mind for DC fans that had a lot of I don't want to say like run through but changes. Lots of people were in this book underneath this one name, and that name is Green Lantern. And basically, what the fuck I'm spinning in circles trying to get at, who is your Green Lantern, Brian?
For me, it's Kyle Rayner is the one. Probably not the most popular, but that's that 90s guy. Guy Gardner from the cartoons. You know, Hal Jordan, no. I'm just not from that era of Green Lantern. Mm-hmm. And then I like, what's the other guy? It's Guy Gardner. He's okay. He's been in a couple cool books over the last decade or so, but yet again, he wasn't my guy. But yeah.
So comic book wise, it was
Kyle.
Yeah. Kyle Rayner. And then were you a big fan of the Justice League cartoon?
Yes, huge fan. Justice League Unlimited, the Batman animated series, the Superman series, Batman Beyond. That whole
how did you with the Justice League series and Unlimited, how'd you feel with what they did with Green Lantern?
It was great, and not only did he have a prominent role on the team, you know, he was tied into a lot of the good dynamics with characters like Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman. That show did a great job of taking, you know, more than just the Trinity and giving them stuff to do, and he was one of them.
Okay.
Did you watch any of that? Ever watch any of the cartoon Justice League?
Some of them. You know me, I'm not a DC guy. So, our joint friend Matt, he used to watch it, and sometimes when when me and Matt lived together, I'd hang out in his room. Just bullshitting with.
He had to work
and watching that.
He had to work one time. This was so long ago, and I think I had to record it for him. It was a finale, a season finale. I remember getting just a random ass call, like, "Hey, can you record Justice League tonight?" I think it was Unlimited. Yeah, okay. It was Matt. I do remember it was Matt.
Yeah, yeah. He liked it. I liked Teen Titans a lot of times when after school, Matt and I were being proper students and had already finished our homework and were in no way ever imbibing an alcohol under the age of 21 within the United States of America. We'd watch Teen Titans. I liked Teen Titans. I did. I liked that a lot. And which is funny because I also like Teen Titans Go. And I know a lot of people who are like, you can't like Teen Titans Go if you liked the original Teen Titans. And
it's completely different.
It's completely different. Yeah. I got a kid, and my kid was just, I mean, Lucas loved Teen Titans Go. That was like his favorite thing, man. He would hear the music hit, and his head would like, I was afraid he'd break his neck. He turned so fucking fast to the TV. No, I didn't care for Justice League Unlimited or anything like that. Like, okay, aside from drinking occasionally in Matt's room while he was watching it before going back to my room to play games or go see what Chris was doing in his cave, fucking
yeah.
guy. Dude, Chris, I miss that guy. Anyway, well, I promise you guys, we're going to get back on topic to the Green Lantern, but let me say good morning, everybody, and welcome to LR Mornings with Kyle and
Brian.
And Green Lantern was brought up today because we we had learned a while ago that HBO Max was going to get a live action Green Lantern show, and now we're learning that Geoff Johns is going to produce it. Now, I know you were a huge fan of Geoff Johns back in the mid to late 2000s. How do you feel about him being a producer on this show? And do you think it really means anything considering how little time? I mean, fuck, dude, we didn't even really get a Geoff Johns DCEU movie when they brought him on board to, you know, fix the DCEU. What do you take of this news? Geoff Johns producing live action Green Lantern.
It's sort of mixed. I think, you know, anything Geoff Johns has been involved directly with as far as television film, it never really panned out completely. And whether or not that's his fault or not, I don't know. When it comes to Green Lantern, I don't think there's any writer that understands Green Lantern better than Geoff Johns. The Sinestro War and the Blackest Night, that's some of the best comics I've ever read, period. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love those storylines. And Jeff, everything he's done, whether it was with Superman or whatever, it's always been great. As far as comics, he's one of my top three, probably. You know, he's up there. He's up there in the top. Mostly from that, you know, 2000s run with all the DC properties. So I don't know. He's doing Stargirl right now, and that's about to debut. I've seen a few early reviews that were positive. They were saying that it was Geoff Johns. It felt very Geoff Johns, and I'd read that in a couple of reviews, which is exciting. That was something I was not even going to look at at all. And now I may check out the first couple episodes just because of that. So if that is in fact good, which it might not be, we'll see. But if it is, and he's been given more freedom and he's able to truly tell the stories he tells in, you know, comic form, then that could be great, you know?
Oh, I always just wonder, and I think Jammer, He had mentioned it to me once before that he didn't think John's got his fair shake at his fair attempt at correcting course over at Warner Brothers and the DCEU. Now that literally it's all connected. I mean, DC, the most brilliant move Warner Brothers and DC has made since the debut of Man of Steel was having Ezra Miller's Flash be on the CW.
I agree with that.
That is the single greatest thing that they ever did, because it literally opens the door to anything and everything. And they don't have to be bound by what's come from the past, because we could be on different Earths, we can be on different timelines. We can, man, I think that was just the best idea. Are you kind of disappointed that you're going to get a Green Lantern show before another movie, or would you prefer a Green Lantern? Because there was like rumors they were going to do Green Lantern Corps, so it was going to kind of do some of what they did with Ryan Reynolds, where they spend some time in outer space and see all the other lanterns, but. Do you think this character will benefit better as from a series than a movie?
The fact that it's Geoff Johns, I would say yes, because he gets the ability to do long form storytelling. You know, he gets to plan it over a period of time, and it still can be basically a Green Lantern Corps. You know, it could be whatever they want because they have episodes to fill. And not necessarily. I don't, you know, I've wondered that same thing. Was it Geoff Johns' fault that the things he was involved with weren't that good? I don't know, because he was involved to a degree with the Green Lantern movie. and I hated it. And so,
yeah, but well, and Jammer always likes to point out that Kevin Feige was involved in the early X-Men movies too, and I think X-Men 3.
And that's yes, and so there, you know, you look at certain elements in the Green Lantern film, and you can see little pieces of John's. But then there's just things that, you know, I'm like, he, all of Ryan Reynolds, his whole performance, that's just not Geoff Johns. You know what I mean? Like, that's not his style. So I, you know, I think there were things forced in that film that just, I don't know. I don't know what happened, but I think, you know, he was involved in some of the early, I think, Arrow or Flash stuff. I remember particular episodes he had, like, written that were really good. So he can do it. I mean, but I don't know. This, going yet again, bringing up Stargirl, because it's about to drop. And I've heard some early buzz that was good. And it has a lot of JSA stuff in it. And
oh, okay.
Which is exciting, because he's really good at writing JSA. So I don't know. My hopes... I have hope. He like I said, he knows his stuff. He knows DC frontwards and backwards. His comics, I love them. So maybe, you know, hopefully Green Lantern is an extension of what he's done in comics. And if it is, it'll be great.
So there's been a lot of Green Lanterns, but besides the fact that it's a police force. Lots of people have been the Green Lantern that is in the book, and or movie or TV show. You already said comic wise, you like Kyle Rayner. If they were going to pick one, which human do you want to see be the Green Lantern for this series? Which Earth human do you want to see?
If I had to choose and it was up to me, it would probably be John Stewart. And mostly, mm-hmm. I like the military stuff, but also he's the one that for the last generation or two, he's their Green Lantern. Because of the cartoon. It makes the most sense that it was John. I thought it was stupid when they had Hal Jordan in the movie. I was like, nobody knows who the hell Hal Jordan is. You know, and he was back in the comics at that point, but still, John Stewart was the Green Lantern that most people knew. If you said Green Lantern in the last 20 years, chances are they would say, oh, John Stewart, you know, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it was, to me, it was dumb to, yes, I know how Jordan's, you know, famous, you know, popular old school Green Lantern, but no, to me, it didn't make sense for it to be Hal Jordan. So no, I would not pick Hal Jordan. I would not pick Kyle Rayner. Yes, I like him, but he's such a product of his era. He's such a 90s character. Mm-hmm. So no, I wouldn't pick him either. I wouldn't mind these characters being in there, but to me, if you were going to have a central protagonist, and at least at first, I mean, look, Green Lanterns can die, things can happen, but initially, no, to me, the star of the show would be John Stewart if I was in charge.
Makes sense. I tend to agree with you that I was really surprised that they didn't go with John Stewart for the movie, but that movie had a lot of other issues besides casting.
Yes, it did. Yeah, because I like Ryan Reynolds, but things just didn't match up in that movie. There was so many issues.
So you want John Stewart? What do you want from your first season of a Green Lantern TV show? What do you envision as a fan? Because ladies and gentlemen, this is Brian's show for right now, because I don't know that much about Green Lantern. You know, I know a little bit from the cartoons. I know a little bit from some Justice League comics and stuff, but what do you want to see in a first season?
So in a first season, I would do the beginning. So This is how I would do it, because I would hit the ground running. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, we're going to build up for, you know, 20 seasons. No, we're going to hit you hard with the first two, three, four seasons. And if we can keep going, cool. And I'm literally opening with the Sinestro War. And you say, well, Brian, that doesn't make sense. Jon Stewart, why would he be the central figure? Because I would have the war starting, the sort of a civil war brewing, and he ends up becoming a Green Lantern. And maybe a Hal Jordan or someone is... Essentially, you're teaching him how to do the job of the Green Lantern in the midst of a potential civil war brewing. So, and then I think you hit it hard. You Sinestro is the villain. I don't want Hal Jordan. He's friends with Sinestro. Sinestro turns bad. I don't want that. Or Hal Jordan discovers how Sinestro governs his world. And we've seen it. They sort of did it in the movie. No. I want the war brewing. I want things happening. I want Sinestro seeking out Parallax and, you know, fear, using fear as a tool. I want that already have starting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the fact that Stewart is military affiliated, so he can go from one war zone to another.
Yeah.
You know, you could sort of tie it in that way. So I, you know. That's how I would do it. And then have you build that, maybe that's two seasons or so. And then, you know, obviously you start teasing things like Blackest Night.
Yeah.
Which you could do later.
Do you ever see them bring in lanterns back to the big screen, or would it only be in a capacity of a Justice Society or Justice League movie?
I think it would depend on the success of a show, since they're going to go ahead and do a show. Probably. Yeah. I think that's that. I don't know. But yeah, like I said, there's this whole Stewart thing with the war. I could picture it, you know, maybe he's maybe he's getting out, you know, he just came out of one war zone or whatever. And he's trying to get himself together, and then all of a sudden he's thrust into another war, and a war that he doesn't even know anything about. And he's like, what the hell? I think you can tell that story with him as...
Here's his ring, motherfucker, go.
Exactly. We're in the middle of war, and then he's like, well, why? How do I choose which side is the right side, or what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think something like that would be interesting, but...
I don't... Does Warner Brothers have the balls to hit the ground running?
Because do not, I swear, if I hear that it's going to be Hal Jordan and they're going to go through the origins again, oh my God, I don't care. I just don't care.
I doubt that they'll use Hal Jordan. I think there's multiple reasons they'll want to use Stewart.
Yeah.
One, he's more known for by millennials. And the oldest of the X or Z generation, the Zoomers or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Jon Stewart is the most well known. It's a diversity character that they can tout about. Which, ladies and gentlemen, no matter where you come down on politics, Hollywood, they look for points and they make decisions for points basically. So I think they would look at that as, hey, that's an extra point. We already used Hal Jordan, the white guy, so let's go ahead and get ourselves a couple more points, and it would help fill the diversity vacuum, because right now all you've got is Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Cyborg, but we don't even know if we're going to hear from Cyborg anymore, you know, in this universe.
Yeah.
this DC
universe. Well, hell, even the comics have abandoned him in many ways, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever knew what to do with him, really.
He's a great Teen Titan. That's
yes. he is. And he's great. Yeah. And I just don't know, the comics knew what to do with him. The movie clearly didn't know what to do with him. And I don't think they dug enough into, I think there's a really good story there with that character, and they just, I don't know, they just, the, you know, the whole idea of humanity, you know, being a human machine and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I don't think they did a good enough job exploring that, but he didn't have much time to do it. Maybe in the Snyder Cut. Maybe there's a much better cyborg story in the Snyder Cut.
I thought that was so weird when that was... when they were announcing, you know, the who was going to be in the Justice League movie, like Cyborg. What the fuck? No green Lantern, but you got Cyborg? Like, what the fuck? But yeah, I think John Stewart will be the main guy. But I do think you're going to get an origin story of sorts for the first few episodes. I don't know if they've got, if Warner Brothers has the balls to literally have Sinestro wars already going on by the time Stewart gets the ring. I don't know because
it would. Okay, imagine this. Okay, I'm gonna build a scenario.
I'm not telling you that it's not the right
no
idea.
I
agree. I think that's the right idea. I don't know if Warner Brothers has the balls, but go ahead, paint us a world, Brian.
Listen, Matt, the Sinestro War is happening. And remember, the rings seek you out, you know, based on your, you know, qualifications and all, blah, blah, blah. So let's say Jon Stewart's solely chosen because of his war experience. And they go against the rules a little bit. Let's say they're saying, you know what, he's not really, maybe let's say he's going through PTSD or whatever, and he's just not really in the right mindset to be doing this, but the Guardians don't give a shit. They're like, we don't care. We need soldiers. And so now they're recruiting based on just the idea of needing soldiers. And then you could have some people within the Green Lantern Corps, you know, disagreeing with that, saying, man, that's sort of messed up. You know, we're getting these guys involved in things that's not really their fight necessarily. But then the Guardians arguments, well, if Sinestro wins, he'll, you know, his tyranny will go throughout the whole, you know, galaxy. And so I think there's some political stuff you could touch on. There's stuff with, you know, military and, you know, war and PTSD. I think you can cover a lot of that stuff in an interesting way with it being him. And at the end of the day, they are a Corps. They are, you know, he was a Marine, you know. I'm just saying. But just I don't want Hal Jordan. I will be furious if it's Hal Jordan.
I could see having
kill Hal Jordan. Maybe that's how Stewart gets
that's
the ring.
How Hal's giving it to Stewart.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Does at any point in the comics continuity the several humans from Earth have it? So, like, does
yes.
Stuart, Rayner, and yes. and Hal have rings at one time?
Yes.
What was that, just for a specific story, or have they kept their rings and just more people have gotten rings? Like, what's that deal?
Yeah, once you got into the war stuff, all bets were off. Everybody got a damn ring and kept them, even after the Sinestro War and all that stuff.
Mm.
So I don't know who has it. I haven't read it in a few years. I don't know who has rings now.
So you could have Hal Jordan in his, let's say, 50s, 60s, and he's at the training planet or whatever, and Hal Jordan shows up, and Stewart shows up. Was Hal in the comics? Was he a test pilot?
Yes.
Okay, so there you go. Hal Jordan's this famous test pilot that's disappeared. This is how you pay homage to I guess the original or the first most renowned version of the character. Stewart shows up, you know, with the ring. He's transported there. He's getting the lowdown on things, and he sees, you know, Captain Hal Jordan or whatever, and he's like, "Holy shit, where have you been all this? This is where you've been all this time?" Something like that. Could that be cool? I mean,
yeah. I think,
and then he can, you can kind of have him kind of do the Ant-Man thing, or where.
Yeah, I wouldn't be against that. No, I would not be against that. I think when the Sinestro War, well, mostly Blackest Night, but during the Sinestro War, there was a lot of things going on. They were cranking rings out like crazy. Everybody was getting a damn ring, and you know, it was a big event. Those were big events that, you know, span multiple books, especially the Blackest Night event.
Yeah.
So everybody was getting a ring. But no, there were periods where, yeah, you had Guy Gardner, Kyle, Hal, everybody had a ring and they're all walking around.
Okay.
So yeah, you could do that. So
there's ways for people that have a favorite cartoon lantern, a favorite comic book lantern, and there's ways to mix it up. You got anything else to say on the subject of Green Lantern, Geoff Johns producing or anything?
No, just, you know, I hope it, you know, I have hopes that it's good. I like, you know, it's one, I like Green Lantern, I like Geoff Johns, but liking those two things in the last, you know, decade or two hasn't really paid off in terms of television or film. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, something else I wanted to mention. Ladies and gentlemen, first off, there is a lost episode that was supposed to air last Thursday that I'm going to get up at some point onto the network. And but Brian and I had talked a week or so ago about the movie lineup for 2021. And now we gotta kind of talk about it again.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah,
because the Marvel shit got all moved around.
We just talked about it. Literally, we just talked about it maybe a week ago, I think.
Yeah. So as of right now, Sony decided to move their third MCU Spider-Man movie to November, which made Disney say, okay, well, we'll move everything else around it then too, and we're no longer getting four movies in 2021. We'll end up with four movies in 2022. So Spider-Man moved from July 16th to November 5th. And that means that Morbius in March and Venom in June. What I'm trying to get at is what do you think this means for the bigger story and the connective tissue between Sony and MCU?
Clearly, Sony is the reason for this, because of the Spider-Man placement and the fact that it shifted everything around, and, you know, moving Strange out of next year into the year after. I think that's a big deal, especially it being a lot of us have assumed that the Doctor Strange movie is going to be important to the future of everything, you know, the title alone. And we know for a fact, because they've stated it, that the WandaVision show will lead in to the Doctor Strange movie. So there's a show even that's going to be, you know, lead into it. So that poses the question, do the shows get shifted around? Are we going to have to wait a year and a half for WandaVision now?
Yeah. I hope not.
Exactly. So how does that shake things up? And the fact that they're cramming so much Spider-Man shit in one year.
Yeah, four Spider-Man, because it's the Spider-Verse follow-up is coming out next year too.
So yeah,
so there will be four Spider-Man centric properties hitting theaters next year.
I mean, damn, I like Spider-Man, but I don't know. It just feels like Sony has an initiative and they're going full steam with it. And
do you think the move was just a regular, hey, Disney, we have to move. We have to, excuse me. We have to move this because of the way the way the shit happened, we have to move this movie. Or do you think there's they moved their movie and Disney said, well, fuck, we know what the story is. We have to move things now because of story stuff. Do you think story plays any part in this, or is it just business?
It could be both, or it could just be one. You're right. I don't know, because even look at it like this. Disney is struggling now due to current events, mm-hmm. and Disney's losing a lot of money, and so Sony isn't. And in other words, Sony's in a much better position. And this is just me, Brian, speculating. So, you know, I've heard this from nowhere. But in other words, Sony could be basically like, you know what, we're moving here, you know, tough shit. And Disney, they're not in a position to argue right now. So I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I can't imagine there being that kind of relationship. I would hope that there's some kind of peace between the two right now. And they're, you know, they're working together to tell this story. But I find it hard to believe that Kevin Feige is completely, you know, two thumbs up, excited for Venom and Morbius, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so I don't know. I don't.
Unless he's been low-key working with unless, him on it.
Yeah, unless he had, yeah, which, you know, we don't know. So I don't know. It might have to tie into stories. And like I said, with what's going on, you know, a lot of things are getting shifted. But one, my biggest thing that stuck out to me is like what I said a few minutes ago, is how is this going to affect the shows? We know that the shows haven't all finished. I don't think any of them has finished shooting completely. Productions are shut down. Is this tie into all that? Or are we even going to see an MCU show this year? I don't know. You know how?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think we will.
But to push Strange, that's the only. I mean, it bothers the hell out of me because I was excited.
Pushing Strange, yeah.
Yeah, we had within the span. Well, we were getting Batman, a new Halloween movie. No, that's this year.
That was this year. We were going to get the bat.
No, Batman, it was a. There's Halloween. Two Halloweens. I'm. There's one this year and next year.
Yeah, yeah. Halloween ends, and then Doc Strange.
Yeah.
That would have been a cool October, November. I'm not sure what's going on. I have this. Uncharted's not happening, people.
No, I'm
telling you.
But I'm saying, you know, that's a Sony thing, and
yeah.
You know, the, you know what, I don't know why it slipped my mind. The kid that plays Tom Holland, his time, you know. When is he going to shoot two movies?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they're seemed adamant that no, Sony, they want this Uncharted movie to happen. This is happening. When the hell is he going to shoot a Spider-Man movie and an Uncharted movie? You know, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. Oh, I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot more connective tissue. And that's not to bring the Sony universe characters over to the MCU. That's for after Spider-Man 3, whatever MCU Spider-Man 3 we get. That's so they can take over for Sony take their ball and go home. Finally, like I've been saying, they will. I'm saying it. Next year's going to be the last time we see Spidey in the MCU.
Wouldn't surprise me. No.
Yeah. So, well, thanks for being on the show today, Brian. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Sorry that we missed out on a couple days. Jammer and I did have a really, really great conversation for what was supposed to go up on Thursday, but I had some health issues late last week and throughout the weekend, but doing better now, so hopefully everything will get back to normal and I'll get that lost episode posted up. But make sure you guys are checking out LRMonline.com every single day for all your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. a lot of great content there. And Los Fanboys is live on YouTube not every Friday, most Fridays, around 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern time. And, of course, the LRM Online Podcast Network broadcast. What is it? LRM Online Podcast Network. wherever you get your shows from, you guys, you know where to find us. Please subscribe and leave some comments below. Tell us what you think about Green Lantern show, what you want to see from it, who should be in who should get a ring, and stuff like that. And the more you guys give us, the more we can give you. So yeah, subscribe, leave comments, yell, rant, rave, all that good stuff. Brian, where else are you on the internet?
You can find me on YouTube. The channel is Pulp Mythos. That's one word: PULPMYTHOS. And currently doing Westworld stuff.
And there you go. And you guys can always find me at That Kyle Malone on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.